Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast today. I am really excited because there's a couple of things out there I want to talk about this week, and one of them is kind of controversial, so I can't wait to get into talking about that today with you. But first off, I want to thank all of you guys again for downloading the podcast. Whichever app you're downloading it on, I'm on a ton of them. I can't even pay attention to how many I'm on anymore. It's 10 odd. But whatever app you're downloading me on, I really appreciate the downloads and the listens. It's been a lot of fun to see all the downloads on my RSS feed app, which is anchor.fm. I use Anchor, as you can tell probably from the little thing at the beginning of the podcast. So, but one other thing I would like to ask from you guys, if it's not too much trouble, if you want to be a supporter of the podcast and you want to pledge a little bit of money my way to help me keep doing this each and every single week, just click the link in the description of the podcast that you're listening to. Just go into the description. There should be a link in there, and you can pledge either 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month to help me keep this going. It's kind of like a Patreon. It's more of like, I don't really have anything to give you other than a podcast. Patreon doesn't really help me a lot because I don't have like giveaways to give. Like if you have certain tiers, like I don't have, you know, like t-shirts or anything to give out. So this is just helping me out, giving me a little extra push to keep going. One person I do want to thank though for one of my recent supporters, Gareth, thank you very much for supporting the podcast. I really appreciate it, and you know, it's really means a lot to me when people are willing to do that. Maybe giving up a soda or whatever a month to help me out. I mean, it just feels really good, and I can't just show my gratitude enough. So it's so amazing to me. So thank you very, very much. So basically, what have I been up to for the past week? Well, as I kind of said on last week's podcast, I did decide to leave my most current job, and right now I'm unemployed. So if you're listening to the podcast and I haven't quite told you in person yet, if I know you in my personal life, I am unemployed. However, I did have an interview yesterday, and I did get the job offer this morning. So I did get a new job. I don't start for a little while, but it's going to be a really good job. I'm not going to go into details of where I'm going to work or wherever like that, but it's a very good job, and I'm very, very, very excited about the opportunity, and I hope that it goes well. I've had two interviews, so I've only been out of job for like, oh, I don't know, so 2 weeks. I've been out of job 2 weeks now, and, you know, it's been kind of like a mini vacation. It's been fun. You know, I've been catching up a lot of video game playing, and I've been putting out a lot of resumes and stuff like that. I've been watching a lot of Netflix and kind of getting into the groove of things. So, and it's cool because I get to kind of prep my podcast for the week. So I'm kind of excited because this is like the second week in a row I'm doing a podcast, and I hope that I have a lot more weeks in a row that I get a podcast done. You know, I'll probably do one more next week, probably right before Shazam comes out, and then on around that weekend of April 6th, I'll go see Shazam in theaters, and I'm really excited about that movie. The reviews have been amazing online. Anytime I kind of see something about Shazam, I kind of scroll past it really fast because I don't want to know. You know, that's kind of the thing with following all these people on Twitter that I follow, is that they all get to see the movie early and I don't. So you know, Warner Brothers, if you happen to see my podcast or you happen to hear my podcast, you know, I'm always up to do some early screenings. So send me tickets and I will go do an early screening and get a podcast done. Free advertising. All right. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the wife is the breadwinner now. So she goes to work and I get to stay home with the puppers all day. So I'm here sitting with my chocolate lab Tobes. He's asleep on the couch as I'm recording this podcast. Wife's at work. So that's kind of leaves me by myself in the house and recording a podcast for you guys. And I am really excited today. I'm really excited because number one, I got a job offer, which was fantastic. That's the number one reason I'm excited. But really the number two reason I'm excited is because there's a controversial thing to talk about. The superhero world over the past couple months has been pretty dull. In my opinion, there was a little controversy behind the Captain Marvel thing, but that generally garnered some really positive reviews, and I loved Captain Marvel. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I can't wait till it comes out on digital so I can download it and watch it again. And it's very exciting. Month of April's coming up. We got two superhero movies that are coming out that are going to be amazing, and that's going to be Shazam and Avengers Endgame. And Avengers Endgame is just one of those things that I am such an anticipation for. But, I'm not one of those people who jump at the bit to go see it on, opening night. Like, I'm a huge fan of this stuff, guys. And you guys know that. But I'm old, So I don't like crowds. And I don't like going to, midnight showings because I can't stay up that late. My bedtime's, 9:30, So to go to a midnight showing, I've gone to a midnight showing before, and I'll tell you a quick story before we get started with the topics of the day for the Big Fat Geeky News. But I'll tell you a quick story. So I went and saw a very popular superhero movie. I went and saw The Dark Knight, and I saw it the very first time I saw it in theaters. I was probably 20 years old at the time, because it came out that long ago, believe it or not. I was 20. And I had, of course, back then I was kind of partying a lot and kind of staying up late with friends and going out and having a good time. And I stayed up the whole night before, and then I went on a date with this girl. This is before I met my wife. And we went and saw The Dark Knight. And I fell asleep during the movie because we went to the midnight showing of The Dark Knight. And I fell asleep during the movie. And I had to go see it again in theaters. I ended up seeing it three times in theaters. But I went and saw it the next day. So I missed the whole ending of the movie. I had no idea what happened at the end of the movie, because by the time I woke up, the credits were rolling. And so I had no idea what happened with the Two-Face scene and the Joker, the final kind of battle with the Joker there at the end. No idea what happened. I missed that whole thing, so I had to go see it again. And that's kind of my history with midnight showings, is I end up really getting tired, around 2 o'clock in the morning when that movie is about to be over. So I'm old, guys. I'm old now, so I can't stay up and watch midnight. When I'm going to see this movie, when I'm going to see Shazam, when I'm going to see Avengers Endgame, will probably be on, I usually go Sunday morning when everybody's at church and the matinee is cheaper. I go with the cheaper show times. I go, it'll still be busy. It'll still be, on opening weekend for those type of big movies, it'll still be decently busy, but it won't be as busy as it is at night. So I'm able to get a good seat. I'm able to enjoy the movie because I'm awake during that time. And, those are the movies I'm looking forward to. So we got two cool movies coming out in April, which means two more fantastic review podcasts that I'll probably also do a YouTube video on. I'll do a dual YouTube podcast combo. And it'll be fun. I'm really excited about it. But for today's podcast, we're really going to really stick to a couple of things. So what I really want to get into today is I really want to talk about the Zack Snyder stuff that went on when he did a Q&A for Batman v Superman showing. He did a little Q&A thing, I guess. Not sure exactly what happened there. I think he was just at a screening of it, Q&A of the Ultimate Edition of Batman v Superman. And he said some stuff that really sparked a lot of fire, and I want to get into that a little bit later. That's kind of the one thing I want to close the show with. So we'll get into that today. But you know what? We're going to start off with some casting news. So if you guys go back and listen to my review of season one of Titans, you'll know that it is without a doubt probably my favorite comic book TV show on right now. I'm so sad that season one is over and we're waiting for season two. But it's cool because we're getting all this great casting news, and there's a lot of speculation that's going on what's going to happen in season two. Season one was such a mystery. You know, even the names of the titles of the episodes, even though there was a lot there, we had no idea what that show was going to be. And the best part about it was that show was amazing. And the first season, you know, people had a lot of problems with casting news, you know, with Starfire and Raven and Dick Grayson and Beast Boy and the fact that Beast Boy wasn't green, Starfire was a black girl, and, you know, it was just, but the season was played so well, and those actors did such an amazing job. Starfire was amazing, and I'm so happy with how that season turned out. You know, could it have been better? Absolutely. Could there be more animals that Beast Boy could have turned into, except for one animal throughout the whole season? Yes. You know, I can nitpick all day. But fact of the matter is, it left us on such a cliffhanger that now we can't wait for season two. And what the producers, Jeff Johns and Greg Berlanti, have done with that show, you know, have me wanting to be, you know, just in the moment and want that season two of Titans to come. And Doom Patrol has been such a treat. You know, and right now, between those two shows, between Doom Patrol and Titans, they're the best superhero things on TV. In fact, Marvel doesn't really have anything left. They canceled all the Marvel shows on Netflix, so Marvel is losing the battle when it comes to superhero TV. And, you know, Arrow and Flash and Supergirl and Black Lightning and Legends of Tomorrow, they are kicking butt over on the CW. We got Batwoman coming, we got Crisis coming next year, and, you know, man, what a great time to be a fan of DC TV, you know. And a lot of people put a lot of stock in the movies, and they're like, hey, you know, DC's, you know, Marvel's kicking DC's ass. No, they're not. You know, they might be kicking their ass in the movies, but man, DC's got TV covered, you know. And then you got Young Justice, so they got the cartoon world covered as well. I mean, it's just right now, anything on regular television, you know, or streaming television, Marvel can't even hold a match to what DC is doing, and it's amazing. And as a big, huge DC fan, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you I favor DC over Marvel, which is true. I love Marvel with all my heart. I'm not, you know, biased of one over the other. I read both, I see both, I like both, I know about both. And I know that Marvel has a lot of great plans coming up with all the stuff they got from Fox. That's coming over to the Marvel Studios and stuff, the plans that they have. But, you know, and I'm all a fan for it. And I love Captain Marvel. Black Panther is one of my top five favorite movies of all time. But DC is killing it on TV, guys. If you don't have the DC Universe app, and I'm not getting paid to promote DC Universe, but if you're not paying that $8.57 a month or whatever you're getting for the DC Universe app, what are you doing? There's such amount of content. I mean, the content on that app is huge. You got digital comics, you got daily sweepstakes, you got the DC Daily Show, you got, you know, all your old favorite cartoons, Dark, you know, the Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Static Shock, Batman Beyond, The Batman. You know, you got all of these. They put Green Lantern on there, the Green Lantern the Animated Series. You know, they put that on there. I think that was an undervalued show. They're killing it over there. And the original content with Titans and Doom Patrol and Young Justice and, oh man, that app is like my best friend right now. And I love it. So let's get into some casting news, guys. So Titans, as we remember, it ended with Raven. If you haven't seen the first season of Titans, you know, ignore this part. You know, pause it, do whatever, because I'm going to go into spoiler mode in 3, 2, 1, go. Titans ended with Dick Grayson in kind of this fantasy world created by the Dark Lord Trigon. Trigon, of course, was released by Raven, and then Trigon created this alternate reality where Dick Grayson is stuck in, because he went and tried to rescue Raven, got stuck in this kind of alternate reality in his own mind, where Batman's killing everybody. And that's foreshadowing for later. Let's just leave it at that. So What did we see after Titans, after that cutoff scene? So we see a post-credit scene where we assume, and it's a pretty good assumption, that Superboy escapes his holding cell and saves Krypto, and that's kind of the end of Titans. So we can assume that Superboy, in some form or fashion, is going to play a part in Season 2. Well, we have casting news revolving a possible villain for Season 2, even though we're not done with Trigon yet, which, you know, we don't know how many episodes that these characters are going to play in Season 2 of Titans. So, 2 weeks ago, Titans added Esai Morales to play Slade Wilson, Deathstroke. And Deathstroke, as you know, is like the Titans villain. That's who he's Dick Grayson's arch nemesis. He's been a popular Batman villain. He's been a pretty popular DC assassin for God knows how many years. And he's been portrayed by different people throughout TV. Of course, we saw him on Arrow, and we saw him in at the end of the Justice League movie. Esai Morales will be playing Deathstroke, or Slade Wilson. He is an assassin, as everybody knows. I think everybody is pretty well aware who Deathstroke is. If you're listening to my podcast and you don't know who Deathstroke is, you know, go look it up. He is the, if you've ever seen the original Teen Titans cartoon, that's a really good example. Of course, Arrow, Manu Bennett played Slade Wilson in Arrow. He did a fantastic job. And I think Esai Morales, you know, he's kind of best known from being in Bad Boys, you know, and he's in Ozark and Mozart in the Jungle. You know, he was in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Chicago PD, you know, and he's had he was like in Criminal Minds and Law and Order SVU and Caprica. You know, he's been kind of all over the place, and, you know, I think he's going to do a really good job. If you look at pictures of Esai Morales, he is, I think he could do a really good job. And, you know, he looks the part of Slade Wilson. He does. He has the right face for it, and I think he's going to do a really good job. So, we know that Deathstroke is, like, the main villain of the Teen Titans. So, you know, who knows if he's gonna just going to be in it for this season. We don't know how many episodes he's going to be in. But we do know that he is going to play a role in the future of this show. No matter how long this future of the show is going to be. If it doesn't go past Season 2, then we at least know that Deathstroke will be in it. And that's kind of the main thing. So, you know, usually the villains of Teen Titans are Deathstroke and Trigon. Deathstroke and Trigon. It's kind of a repeating thing. So that's really good news. But we also know that Deathstroke's children are going to be in the show as well. So who are Deathstroke's children? Well, two of them are actually Teen Titans. And one of them is Ravager, and the other one is Jericho. And the Jericho casting is kind of an interesting one. So Joseph Wilson is Jericho in the comics, and he is a good person. He is part of the Teen Titans at one point. And the person that they cast to play him is Chella Man. And Chella Man is a YouTuber, has 173,000 subscribers, 2.5 million views. And he is a deaf Chinese and Jewish man. He also identifies as a genderqueer. And he is a kind of a big voice in the LGBTQ community. Because he is, I believe, a trans man. And he is deaf, which plays perfect into the role of Jericho, because Jericho is mute. He doesn't talk. So casting a deaf person to play him is really, really good. And he is a speaker, and he speaks about, you know, gender and identity and race and disabilities, stuff like that. So Joseph Wilson is a Titan in the comics, and in the comic books, I believe if I remember correctly, assassins went to go kill him and cut his vocal cords, and that's how he became his. But his powers are that he can control, if you look into his eyes, he can control your bodies, and he can control other people's bodies. He can speak through them using their own voices, so he can kind of take control of people as long as he looks them in the eye. So it's kind of a neat power. And so Chela Man, definitely an interesting casting, not an actor, but a YouTuber, and it's really cool that he gets a chance to be in the show, and I support him 100%. You know, anybody who gets a chance to better themselves and to get a job and to work, and given that kind of chance, because you don't see these people getting this chance a lot. And when I say these people, I mean, I believe members of the LGBTQ community, because they deserve much better than what they get. And I'm really excited that he gets a chance to get this role of a lifetime, in my opinion. And Greg Berlanti has been such a proponent of the LGBTQ community, as we've seen throughout all of the CW shows as well. You know, in every aspect of the CW show, there's either a gay character, a lesbian character, or a trans character, as we saw this season with Dreamer on Supergirl. So very, very cool. I'm very excited for Chela Man too, and I'm very excited to see what he does with the role of Jericho. I'm really excited about that. And Ravager has also been cast. Ravager has been kind of sometimes on the side of her father, and sometimes on the side of the Titans. Kind of depends on which story arc you're reading. But Rose Wilson, aka Ravager, has been cast by Chelsea T. Zhang, who is on the Disney Channel's Andy Mack show, and she's also going to be on the Netflix adaptation of this kind of zombie novel, Daybreak, is going to Netflix. So she's been cast in the role of Rose Wilson, and so it looks like we're getting the entire family. So Ravager, of course, we know is the daughter of Deathstroke. She was kind of forced to undergo the same thing that her father went through to get, like, superhuman abilities, becoming an assassin in her own right. But she does join the Titans at some point to get back at her father. So, you know, sometimes they trust her, sometimes they don't, because they don't know which side she's on. So, and maybe that's kind of the role she's going to play in the show. Maybe she's going to join the Titans on behalf of her father. And then maybe Jericho comes to kind of save the day a little bit. So, kind of interesting, you know. We get to see the whole Wilson family on Titans, and you know what? Titans did such a great job with every other character on the show. I'm very excited with what the Wilson family can bring to the show, and I'm so interested in what happens after Dick Grayson gets kind of mind melted by Trigon there at the end. So, and then of course Superboy and Crypto being in it as well. This season 2 of Titans is going to be humongous, and I cannot wait for it to come back to the DC Universe app. So let me know what you think. Let me know on Twitter at FatGeekyReviews. Let me know what you think of the castings of the Wilson family for Titans. And, you know, we can talk about it further. So let's move on to the thing I really wanted to talk about today, which was the controversial stuff that good old Zack Snyder, our director of Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, director of Watchmen, and semi-director of Justice League, producer of Wonder Woman, producer of Aquaman. You know, he's been in it for a while. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and kind of preface this for you. So he was doing a Q&A for his Ultimate Edition of Batman v Superman. And he took, you know, of course, these questions kind of came up, and somebody asked him, basically, someone brought up about the complaints about Batman killing. And of course, he made kind of, he did the same thing with Superman in Man of Steel, where he had Superman, you know, basically break the neck of Zod and kill him. And of course, we had Batman killing people in Batman v Superman, and So I'm going to quote him, and, you know, I am going to kind of warn you. I generally don't like to swear on my podcast, but there was some colorful language that he used during this Q&A. And if you want to see the video, I actually haven't watched the video because I'm, you know, I don't use Reddit, but it's on Reddit. So if you just go on Reddit and search Zack Snyder, I'm sure you'll find it. But I'm going to quote what he says, and then I'm going to give you my reaction. Then I posed the question on Twitter, and I got a couple of responses back, so I'm going to read their responses as well. So this is what he says. So Zack Snyder says, quote, "Someone says to me, 'Oh, Batman killed a guy.' I'm like, 'Fuck, really?' I'm like, 'Wake the fuck up.' That's what I'm saying about once you've lost your virginity to this fucking movie, and then you come and say it's to me something about, like, 'Oh, my superhero wouldn't do that.' I'm like, 'Are you serious?' I'm like, down the fucking road on that. You know what I mean?" And then, end quote. So, and then he goes on to say, quote, "It's a cool point of view to be like, my heroes are still innocent. My heroes don't lie to America. My heroes didn't embezzle money. My heroes didn't commit any atrocities." I'm like, that's cool, but you're living in a fucking dream world. The cool thing is, like, mythologically speaking, I'm 100% fine. And by the way, I love more than anything Superman and Batman, but in the same way that Alan Moore was fed up with the fucking, like, okay, no, they do this, clearly this is a response. Watchmen talks about the comic books in the same way this movie talks about comic book movies, but it talked about comic books at their most, they were broken. So he was just addressing that. The thing with comic book movies is, and you know I'm a fan, I go see them, I love them," end quote. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't blame Zack Snyder for being kind of pissed off about this, because people ask him all the damn time, and they've been doing it since Man of Steel. They've been asking him, why are you having the superheroes kill? They don't kill people. They don't kill people. And honestly, I don't blame him. But at the same time, you, like, don't freak out on fans like that. Fans are nostalgic fans. And we have a certain expectation when it comes to superheroes. We've seen it over and over again in the comics. You know, Batman wouldn't kill his worst enemy, the Joker. He's never killed the Joker. He's never killed Two-Face. He's never killed Penguin. He just throws him in Arkham Asylum, and they come back and fight him later. He doesn't kill. Same thing with Superman. Superman does not kill Lex Luthor. He doesn't kill he doesn't kill Metallo. He doesn't kill anybody. He doesn't kill. And the times that he has killed, he's absolutely regretted it. And that didn't used to be the way in comics. That's kind of a new age of comics, is that they don't kill people. They have a moral standard of not killing people. So I don't blame Zack Snyder for kind of lashing out, but was that the right kind of way to do it? I don't think so, you know? It's great you get to speak your opinion, Zack, but man, come on, choose your venue, you know? You know, make it easier for you. So I posed the question on Twitter. I said, you know, this is going to be one of the main points in the podcast I'm doing today. What are your thoughts on Snyder's comments? I might read them on the show. So I got a couple of responses, and I'll kind of react to them. So one of the responses I got from Ray on Twitter, as she's at AVG Magical Girl. She says, "In general, it does seem naive to assume that superheroes never kill anyone, but at the same time, superheroes were the new moral teacher in the 20th century to replace Western cowboy hero archetypes like the Lone Ranger. I think a lot of that societal expectation is still there." And she's absolutely right. We, as comic book fans and as superhero fans, we have a certain moral compass. The reason we read superhero comics is because we want to see the good guy beat the bad guy. And we don't want to see the good guy kill the bad guy. Otherwise, the good guy becomes the bad guy, and the bad guy becomes the good guy or a martyr at that point. So there's a reason, because we want to see that character moved on. We want to see that character come back in a different story arc. Because if Batman killed all of his enemies, there wouldn't be enemies left to fight. He would have nobody. So that's why he doesn't kill. But again, Western cowboys didn't kill anybody either. You know, there was they helped capture people and throw them in jail. That's what superheroes do. Superheroes are vigilantes. They catch bad guys. They don't kill them. You know what I mean? So it is. There's a moral compass involved, and we have to continue to uphold that standard in comic books. The superheroes can die. They always come back. Ask Wally West. He comes back a million times. Okay? Superheroes can die. Supervillains can't die. Simple as that. I also heard from The Ark at Ark underscore blog on Twitter. He said that Snyder is a realist to a fault, so engrossed by imposing his realistic view of superheroes that he misses the point of them altogether. And Ark blog, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. He's kind of in his own head now, and he's been kind of radio silent since Justice League. And now he comes out kind of in a rage when fans are still bugging him about it. But yeah, his impressions are bad, you know, to put superheroes in that kind of situation when there's a certain expectation, you know, there's only so much real that you can do. It's superhero movies, you know. At the end of the day, they're comics. That's what they are. They're not real. We know they're not real. Fans know that it's not real. But do we care? No. But do we care about upholding the values of those superheroes? Absolutely. Captain America fights for America. We love that. Okay? So I completely agree with you. With both of those assessments, I completely agree with. And my opinion still kind of says I don't blame Zach for kind of going off like that. But there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And in my opinion, he did it the wrong way. So, Zach, not that you're ever going to hear this podcast or anything like that, but if you want to come on my podcast and defend your actions, I hold an open invitation. Reach out to me on Twitter, Zach, because I will gladly, you know, ask you the question straight out. You know, why are you getting mad at the fans? So, open invitation, Zach, you know, at Fat Geeky Reviews on Twitter. So, let me know. All right, kids. I think that's going to be it for today. I really want to thank you again for downloading the podcast, Fat Geeky Reviews. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you do anything to support the podcast, click on that link in the description. Also, if you could do me a huge favor, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing absolutely helps me out. You don't have to give it a like. You don't have to give it a star or a thumbs up, but that helps too. So, but the best thing you can do for the podcast, if you can't donate the 99 cents a month, just hit the subscribe button. That really goes a long way with helping me build my business and building my podcast. Also, head over to my YouTube channel, at Fat Geeky Reviews on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button there as well. That helps me out a ton. And then give some likes to the video over there. They like likes. Podcasts, they don't care about likes, but YouTube does. So give me a like on the YouTube channel. Give me a subscribe on the podcast. That'd be fantastic. That's it for the geek this week, folks. Have a good one.